and welcome to the Challenge to Change podcast. My name is Hazel, and this podcast is all about the little changes that everyone can make to have a positive impact upon our planet. If you've listened before, thank you so much for listening again. If you're new here, welcome. I hope you enjoy this podcast episode. As ever, this podcast has been provided on behalf of Answer Environmental Services. To find out more about Answer, please visit our website, which is www.answer.co.uk. So this podcast episode is all about finding balance between ethics and rest, and how we find that it is a delicate but all-important harmony. But before we dive into this episode, I just want to say that today, as I record this episode, it is International Women's Day. So another important example of how ethics are so significant in our lives. So happy International Women's Day. Let's continue with the podcast episode. So how do we find balance between leading an ethical life and prioritizing rest? We know that both of these things are important, certainly not one more than the other. And we did touch on this to varying degrees in episode 32, episode 44 and episode 54. So do check those episodes out if you haven't listened already, and I will place a link to those in the description for this podcast episode. So many of us try to live an ethical life, whether that's through our actions towards others, through our environmental footprint, or our consumer choices, or maybe a combination of all of these things and many more, of course, because ethics is such a wide arena, really, isn't it? But in our quest to do what's right, do we sometimes neglect our own well-being? And I think perhaps we often do, but more about that in a moment. So getting into more detail about how we define ethical living and why it's important, let's sort of discuss that a little bit more. So ethical living encompasses a range of behaviours and choices that prioritise values such as fairness, honesty, and sustainability. It's important because not only does it shape our own individual character, we also have a direct impact on our planet, the natural world, and the people around us. And we have a ripple effect in terms of influencing other people's behaviours. But when we're constantly striving to do what's right, how do we ensure that we don't burn out? It's essential to recognise that self-care is not selfish. It's a necessary component of ethical living. Just as we strive to treat others with kindness and respect, we must also extend that same compassion to ourselves. So this does mean prioritising rest, setting boundaries, and perhaps practising mindfulness to avoid becoming too tired and burnt out. And if you're not aware of what the practice of mindfulness is, you can find some information very easily online about mindfulness. But essentially, what it means is practicing awareness within each moment. So rather than allowing our minds to wander or to be thinking of things that we need to do or the things that we have done, It's about existing in the present moment and kind of paying attention to the things that we're doing. So that might be talking on a podcast, as I am doing now. It may be carrying out a particular aspect of your job. It may be doing housework. It may be walking down the road. It may be driving a car. In fact, it can be really any aspect of our lives. And that's not to say that thinking of the future or thinking of the past or thinking of our to-do list is necessarily a bad thing, because of course we all have things that we need to do, and we're always going to remember the things that we've done, hopefully, or we're always going to be thinking about what we might be doing in the future. But it's about carving space to be more mindful, more connected to the present moment, and in so doing we feel a greater sense of calm and peace. Another way to find balance between self-care and living an ethical life is to integrate self-care into our ethical framework. And as I've said, practicing mindfulness is a really great way to do this, because not only do we feel more at peace, but it enhances our ability, in fact, to make ethical decisions, because it allows us to increase the awareness of the impact of our actions on ourselves and others. So what I mean by this, by being more mindful, by being more connected to the present moment, we in effect give ourselves more time mentally to consider the decisions that we're making. And of course, many of those decisions relate to being ethical. Indeed, it may be possible to argue that all decisions in some way can relate to living an ethical life, every aspect of our existence. So I want to share now a few practical tips to help us to find this balance. So we can schedule regular periods of rest and relaxation into our routines, just in the same way as you might schedule a meeting or an appointment. So we can also prioritise activities that nourish our bodies, our minds, and our spirits. Whether spending time in nature, practicing meditation, or enjoying a hobby that you love. And remember, it's okay to ask for help where that's possible, and it's also okay to delegate tasks when you need a break. We don't have to do everything on our own. Also, I would encourage everyone to approach ethical living with a sense of compassion, as I've mentioned before, both for others and for ourselves. Because in truth, that's what ethical living really means. It's living with kindness towards nature, towards ourselves, and towards the planet. By cultivating balance between upholding our values and prioritising our well-being, we can, in fact, create a more sustainable and fulfilling way of life for ourselves and for those around us. Before this podcast episode comes to a close, remember that finding balance between ethics and rest is an ongoing journey. But with mindful intention and self-compassion, we can navigate it successfully. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode, and as ever, I will check in with you all again very soon. Bye for now.